Brother Ted Dillon, a pioneer of 28 years, an elder from the High Level Congregation, will present the final talk of this symposium, How the Brothers Are Showing Courage in South America.
Well, we've been around a good part of the world so far, have we not? Well, don't unpack yet. We've got a little bit further to go. We're going to South America in a moment. So far in our symposium, we have seen that 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1 has come true, have we not? That there are critical times that our brothers and sisters are facing. They are hard to deal with as well. And we are seeing that no servant of Jehovah anywhere is immune from the effects of world events. So we're starting to see how our brothers and sisters feel. How does Jehovah feel about what we're going through? Please turn with me to Psalm 34 and verse 19. Psalm 34 and verse 19. Notice what it says there. It admits in verse 19, many are the hardships of the righteous one. The footnote on hardships even says calamities. But notice the B part, it says, but Jehovah rescues him from them all. Isn't that wonderful? So then, no matter what calamities we're facing or hardships, Jehovah is ready to pull us out and help us. The system of things around us is deteriorating on social, economic levels as never before. This means that we may face hardships no matter where we live. Difficulties may include economic problems, such as shortages of food, medicine, and or few opportunities for employment. Psalm 34, verse 19, assures us that Jehovah will rescue us when we're righteous and doing His will. So in this talk, we're going to see how our brothers in South America have shown courage and have experienced Jehovah's blessing despite the difficulties and circumstances that they face. So in the following video, note how a family relied on Jehovah and received support when faced with severe trials.
One afternoon as we were going to our meeting, I was robbed by a couple of thieves, young men. But right away, there at home, we realized that the best thing to do was to go to the meeting anyway. We just had to go to the meeting. It didn't make any sense to stay at home, crying and feeling all negative and frustrated. At the Kingdom Hall, you feel refreshed. It's a safe place and you feel at peace. Your thoughts calm down and those terrible feelings caused by being a victim of the bad things that happen in this system dissipate. This was the third vehicle I'd had as a taxi driver. It was a really big blow financially. The brothers found out that I'd lost my means of living. I no longer had an income, and while I was wondering what to do, they began to attend to each of our needs. David, my son, he left to go on a Bible study with another brother from the congregation. But less than half an hour later, I got a call from the brother who was with him. He gave me the terrible news that my son had been run over. Well, when we got to where he was being treated, there were many brothers there already. Many brothers. To this day, I can't figure out how they got there so quickly. Who called them? How they found out? Our son's accident was so distressing. Our hearts took a beating. As my heart was aching, it was as if Jehovah took my heart in his hand and caressed it. Don't you worry. Calm down. Everything will be all right. Just keep calm. You've suffered a test. But now you'll see my hand in this. I won't be coming down to be with you personally, but look at all that's happening. And we saw Jehovah's power. I'm not saying that it was good that it happened, but it is important to see how Jehovah takes care of things. Not a year passed by between the theft of my car and my son's accident. The brothers were always there for us. A greeting, a hearty handshake, a meaningful, "We're right here, brother." And often there was something in that handshake. Money for things we needed at that moment. Thanks to Jehovah, my wife, my son and me feel very happy, amazed by all the good things Jehovah does for us each day. I want to take hold of Jehovah's hand. I concentrate on that and pray every day to be able to cope with whatever problems arise. And another important thing, I know that I can count on my friends. I don't have to face things alone.
We can echo those words if we go through a similar situation. We don't have to face things alone. So like the brother, keep holding on to Jehovah's hand. Let him caress your heart and help you to feel comfort as you get through these hard times. Notice a scriptural principle at Matthew chapter 6. This too can help us to feel encouraged when we face the challenges of economic difficulties such as our brother may have faced, our brother faced here. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 26 to 32, we can't read them all, but you'll notice that Jesus was talking about observing intently the birds of the heavens, Matthew 6 verse 26, how he takes care of them. Verse 27, don't be anxious about clothing, in verse 28. And verse 31 again says, so never be anxious or say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? For all these are the things the nations are eagerly pursuing. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So we saw in the video that Jehovah knew what our brother needed and was constantly helping him through the congregation, through the brotherhood, through the various trials that he faced. So remember, Jehovah is aware of your needs, and he will take care of you through any and all situations. Jehovah has indeed deep affection for his faithful ones, his servants, and promises to provide for them. Even in extreme circumstances, there's no need to be anxious. As we noted in the video and in countless other situations, our brotherhood, including the governing body, are there to provide assistance and to help us, especially when we're undergoing severe need. Hebrews 13, verse 16 reminds us, do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for God is well pleased with such sacrifices. So that means that if we're able to help out those who are going through these situations, let's do our best to help out where we can. During times of social unrest, Jehovah's Witnesses may face intense pressure to compromise on their Christian neutrality, perhaps leading to severe consequences if you don't compromise. So in the following video, note how a brother showed courage when pressured to become involved in politics.
I had a comfortable economic situation. For 20 years, I worked as the supervisor of a firm contracted by the oil industry. My family of five, made up of my wife, my three daughters, and myself, never had to worry about food. One afternoon, as I watched the news on television, I learned that the company I worked for had come under new management. That Monday, when I went to work, I arrived at my office and found the new supervisor sitting in my chair that I had occupied for 20 years. I saw my resume in his hand. He congratulated me for being a hard worker who was honest and productive. But he said there was just one thing missing. I needed to join a political party. I replied as tactfully as I could that my wife and I were Jehovah's Witnesses and that we were neutral in political matters. The mood quickly deteriorated. Visibly angered, the supervisor's facial expression and tone of voice changed, and he threatened me, saying that if I did not join the political party, that would be my last day at work. I did not sign it or join the political party because that would be like committing adultery and keeping quiet about it. I would feel as if I had betrayed Jehovah. I could have signed and kept my old job, but I knew my conscience would bother me for the rest of my life. I would never be able to go to the congregation and serve as an elder, knowing that I had let Jehovah down. Suddenly, I was unemployed. I lost 20 years of work and the severance and seniority pay I was due. My wife and my daughters were waiting for me. And right then and there, we prayed together and asked Jehovah to please provide for us, to please not let us be tempted beyond what we could bear. We knew we were facing a huge test, but that we would prevail because we had been obedient to Jehovah. Since losing my job, I've done several different odd jobs, like gardening and painting houses, and at present I work with public transportation. My daughter, Genesaret, the second oldest, paints pictures and we sell them. My wife makes food and homemade sweets, and we have learned other skills as well. We have greatly simplified our life. My wife and I were even invited to Pioneer School in 2014. Our two older daughters auxiliary pioneer from time to time, and our youngest daughter, who is 13, was baptized. Jehovah has never let us down.
How fast things changed for this family, didn't it? But the video demonstrates that we do not need to fear if we lose our employment because of our determination to live by Bible principles. Our brother was confident that he could prevail because he'd been obedient to Jehovah. He'd done what Jehovah had asked him. You're a good example under stressful situations such as this would strengthen your family, and you can be assured that Jehovah will back you. Notice how that's true in the Bible principle at Hebrews 13 and verse 5. So please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. And we'll notice that it says there, "Let your way of life be free of the love of money, while you are content with the present things. For he has said, I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you." Yes, the system of things around us is deteriorating, proving that we are near the end of this wicked world. Rather than compromise, now is the time to make a firm stand, confident that Jehovah will soon bring permanent relief. Romans 13 verse 12 actually says that the day has drawn near for the end of the system of things and the one that we long for. So this symposium has helped us to see the courage and faith of our brothers worldwide. It is possible to serve Jehovah courageously despite extreme economic or social problems. We have seen how Jehovah blesses faithful ones. Remember to keep your brothers and sisters in your prayers. They need your encouragement and support. So look for opportunities to help them out. The devil knows that his time is very short. It's running out. So he's actively working to weaken our courage and slow down in our kingdom activity. He does not want us to speak fearlessly God's word. So may the courageous example of your fellow servants motivate you to remain united with them in zealously serving Jehovah.
Thank you, brothers, for helping us to get better acquainted with our brothers and sisters throughout the earth. May Jehovah continue to help all of us show similar courage.